Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Samsung's net income fell short of analyst estimates at 11 trillion won, which is about $9.8 billion, in its Q2 earnings report. Shipments in the smartphone market are declining overall, and competition from Huawei and Xiaomi, among others, continues to eat at Samsung's market share. Samsung's operating profit rose to 14.9 trillion won on sales of 58.5 trillion won. The won rose against the euro and several other currencies, which created a negative impact of net 400 billion won on the quarterly operating profit compared to the previous quarter. Samsung's tax bill also rose to about 28% of pre-tax net income, which is 5 percentage points higher than a year ago. WhatsApp for iOS and Android now supports voice and video group calling for up to 4 people globally. WhatsApp says the app is designed to send video even on slower network connections, and calls are end-to-end encrypted. WhatsApp first launched video chatting in 2016 and voice calling back in 2014, and says users now spend a total of 2 billion minutes per day talking within the app. Nintendo reported net sales of $1.513 billion for its Q1 earnings report, up 9% from $1.386 billion in the same quarter last year. Profit in the quarter was $394.6 million, up 42% from $278.5 million a year earlier. Nintendo says it sold 19.67 million Nintendo Switch consoles to date and 86.9 million games. Nintendo plans to launch a slew of games in its next quarter, including Super Mario Party on October 5th, Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee on November 16th, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate on December 7th. Uber is shutting down its self-driving trucks unit, which began after Uber's acquisition of Otto back in 2016. The company says it will focus on self-driving cars instead. Uber Freight, which connects truck drivers with shipping companies, will remain in place. Uber's self-driving trucks unit is based in San Francisco, and the company says it will offer relocation services for some employees to join its self-driving unit for cars in Pittsburgh and try to replace other positions within Uber itself. Sources tell Axios that Yahoo Finance is launching a full-day live video streaming network by the end of this year. The network will reportedly include 8 hours of live market and global finance news updates. Sources say the company is in talks with over-the-top providers and bundles about getting the content on platforms other than Yahoo's own distribution channels. Logitech is acquiring Blue Microphones for $117 million in cash. Blue is known for mics that range in price from about $60 to over $4,000 and has some popular mics such as the USB Yeti. Logitech also owns Astro Gaming, Jaybird, and Ultimate Ears. 9to5 Mac reports evidence in iOS 12 Developer Beta 5 for future dual SIM support through new references to a second SIM status, a second SIM tray status, and a dual SIM device. Dual SIM cards, which allow users to switch between different carrier plans, is popular in certain countries such as Nigeria, Brazil, and Egypt, but less common in the USA, Canada, and Australia. On Tuesday, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced at a cyber summit in New York City the creation of the National Risk Management Center, designed to guard energy companies, banks, and other industries against cyber attacks. The center will be a collaborative effort between private businesses and the government on how to identify potential threats and guard against futures. And finally, HP announced a new private bug bounty for researchers with up to a $10,000 reward for finding vulnerabilities in HP printer hardware. In partnership with bug bounty platform BugCrowd, HP says it's the only vendor to launch a printer-only vulnerability disclosure program. If a security vulnerability has already been discovered by the company but also reported by a researcher, HP says it may issue a reward based on good faith. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.